Hey everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hey everyone, welcome back to this week's episode of the Bulldog Podcast. This week, your hosts are Jackie Spinell and Charlize Harrison. In honor of Women's History Month, we are joined here today with Izzy Glatt, one of the presidents of the Girl Up Club, to discuss gender inequality and what the Girl Up Club globally and at DE does to help this issue. Can you please start by introducing yourself?
Hi, I'm Izzy Glatt. I'm a senior at Dwight Englewood and I'm very excited to be here.
It's so nice to meet you and I'm so glad you're here. So for our first question, how did you first get involved with women's rights?
I started to get involved in like the women's rights movement in around the fifth grade. When I first heard Malala's story about fighting for her right to go to school, I started to really understand that I had taken my education for granted. School was something that I'd always enjoyed, but didn't realize that it was a privilege that not all girls had. This story also helped me to understand that getting a good education allows people to find their true passions and have a brighter future. After learning all of this, I was inspired to join the Girl Up cause in hopes that one day every girl would have the right to get an education.
I think that's great. And I definitely recommend the Malala book and just, you know, doing some research on her. She's very interesting and definitely very inspirational with an amazing, very powerful story. So can you talk a little bit about the Girl Up Club at DE and also the global organization and what they do to bring awareness to gender inequality?
Yeah, definitely. So Girl Up is a United Nations initiative that fundraises and advocates for the education, safety, and health of girls globally. I've been involved with the organization for over 7 years now. And when I got to high school at Dwight Englewood, I wanted to start the club to get our school community involved with the important cause. The club has been very successful in its efforts to bring awareness to gender inequality. We have recruited more than 60 members of the high school to join the cause and raise over $3,000 to date through our different fundraisers. One of our most successful and exciting fundraisers has been our shopping event at the clothing store Mixology. It has been really fun for us to get to work with and support this 95% female run business while supporting the Girl Up organization as well. The club is also hosting an exciting speaker alongside the Women in STEM Education Club this Wednesday to talk about being a woman in male dominated fields like sports and technology.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing, and it's great that you guys are bringing awareness to gender inequality. So the next question is, what is the importance of Women's History Month to you?
I think that Women's History Month helps us to spread awareness of the many injustices women face around the world. It ties together stories from the past and the present of female empowerment. There have been so many inspiring women's rights activists, including Malala, like I've said previously, and today, such as Alice Paul, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Oprah. These women are very important, and Women's History Month helps to shine a light on the important steps that they've made for the women's rights movement.
For sure. And there are so many other women. Definitely, those are some amazing figures, such forces for good. There are so many more. And I encourage all the listeners to do some research in the last couple weeks of Women's History Month. So what are some ways, besides maybe one of the ways could be researching these people, but what are some other ways that we can all acknowledge Women's History Month?
I think that the best way for us to acknowledge Women's History Month is to note that the fight for equality is definitely not over yet. There have been great strides in the past, like I mentioned, but there's still a lot of work to be done to end gender inequality. There's also a lot of great organizations right here on Dwight Englewood's campus that I definitely would tell people to get involved with and support.
Wow, that's amazing. Izzy, thank you so much for joining us today. Listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great spring break.
Thank you for hosting me.